Gary Wood, ¿ya? Tiene que dar out también.
Well, probably I should do the same thing that Marisela did. I mean, my using my rusty English. Probably not the best presentation, but anyway, I am going to do my best. I was asked by my colleagues at CARC to provide some sort of personal view of how CARC was created. And so I go from a personal itinerary and from the title of the presentation to to the details that I go into. I try to portray how we became involved, and I'm referring to my two senior colleagues here, Charlie and Ted, and from that itinerary at CIRCA, that was the Center for Research and Documentation for the Atlantic Coast, was the forerunner of CARC, the Caribbean and Central America Research Council. So you will have to forgive me if I sound too personal in this presentation. That's what I've been asked to do. And the title is, what is that for you that know Latin, is In Commune Morie, Torn Between Two Lovers, Loyal Revolutionaries for Building Social Networks. My friend Charlie would use a different title. We didn't know we were coinciding with the title, and he prefers the English version of In Praise of Reckless Mind, a title, you know, used by Erasmus of Rotterdam in the 15th century, to refer exactly to what we're talking about here. So with this, I want to put some cynicism in our claim to be original, in the sense that this attempt to do activist work has been a centennial work of different people. I think the difference we have is that we have been working in a very specific context, historical, cultural context, as Marisela was trying to portray, or was portraying in the presentation. Well, again, this is the map. This is the, 30 years ago. It was my personal itinerary coming from Chicago. Chicago boy, newly trained as a social anthropologist, going back to Nicaragua, and being in contact with the Atlantic coast or the Caribbean coast for the first time in my life. And this is not, and I am emphasizing this because I'm not an unusual mestizo in that sense. I mean, as Marisela was commenting, most of the country, Pacific and Central Highlands, do not know or we haven't been aware of the differences and the specific historical and cultural characteristics of the social formation in the Caribbean coast. This is again a way of referring to what Marisela was portraying as two different social formations, and at the time of the revolution, that was my coming back to Nicaragua. These four images, in some way, portray these assumptions that were at the root of the creation of CIRCA, and I think contributed a lot to the creation of the Caribbean and Central America Research Council. We, in the Pacific, assume that the same values, the same experience that you will see or you are seeing in this celebration in the Central Plaza in Managua or the military cadres, revolutionary cadres that were celebrating the Sandinista revolution will be the same people and the same attitude that we will find in the Caribbean coast. Of course, not understanding the deep historical conflicts, animosities, and cultural differences that are still present in the country. From this experience, I would say, what are the main factors that were characterizing the creation of this think tank that I mentioned, CIRCA, and later on that experience was in some way passed to CARC. I think there was a Charlie would mention in his paper, a situational dimension. There was an internal political conflict within the Sandinista revolution that different tendencies, in the case of the Atlantic coast, was the what we call the tendencia proletaria versus the GPP or the protectors world tendency. And the two of them were present in two crucial institutions. The tendencia proletaria was the head of the Ministry of Agrarian Reform, Jaime Willock, was precisely the head of one of these tendencias. And the CIRCA was created without we knowing this conflict by the other tendency that was in charge of INICA, the Nicaragua Institute for the Atlantic Coast. So my point here is that many times the social scientists and practitioners come or are involved, we are involved in these political disputes, and unknowingly we participate in a wider process that will be important to understand in order to be able not to be merely, puppets within these political struggles. And CIRCA was created based on that question that you see in the second bullet. I remember the head of INICA asking me at the beginning of the conflict, ¿Qué son los miskitos? Like saying, what the hell are the miskitos? I mean, why is it that these people that we are trying to liberate, to bring modernization, to bring civilization, why they are rejecting us? What is it that black and indigenous are not understanding what we do and are rebelling against us? And I think this is, was a crucial question. This was a crucial situational question that was at the root of the creation of this think tank that we named CIRCA. I have this quotation from Norberto Bobbio, which I think was the beginning of our initial approach to understand what was going on in the question, why in the coast, why the people, or the different indigenous and Creole people were rebelling against the revolution. We had at the beginning, I would argue, a very academical approach, trying to see why the discourse of revolution, freedom, progress didn't bring the kind of benefits that the revolutionary cadres and leaders were saying in the coast, and how we moved from that theoretical criticism to a more committed work with the people is the story I want to portray. The second title that I have a little bit trying to provoke is that beyond the Indiana Jones sharpshooter ethos, to learning to work together for the sake of a greater good, the melting pot of anti-imperialism, feminism, and revolution. There was a group of social scientists with similar loves, hates, different upbringings and ideas, the black power, Negro hippie, the young white, the nerdy liberal from Harvard and science for the people, the crazy Uruguayan, the Nicaraguan mestizo, and a group of committed feminist North American scientists. That was the, I would say, the core of the initial discussion and reflection, and how this very diverse group of people with different ethnic and national backgrounds learn to work together, I think is a very important lesson. I'm not trying to say that everybody has to follow the same path and the same pattern. But this was a very important school of reflection and trying to come together within the context of the revolution, the challenges that we were facing in the coast with this diversity of personalities. For me, also, it was very important to understand that the kind of work we were doing was in some way walking the limits or the boundaries between social science, politics, and praxis. And I have story of going from Managua to Moscow to Tashkent in Uzbekistan when the war in Afghanistan was really beginning to progress. And passing through the USSR Academy of Science and receiving the lessons that we were failing because we were not applying the Leninist lessons to deal with the national and the ethnic question. And from there going to the Muslim market in Tashkent and being really amazed by the presence of the Muslim ethos, behavior, dress code, the place of the night celebrating Averroes, and asking the cadres of the PECUS of the Communist Party, what's the influence of the Muslim culture in Uzbekistan, and the kind of explanation we got was that there were no Muslims in that region, only the new Soviet man. This was a very important lesson because a few months later on, the war in Afghanistan was raging, it was very hard to argue that the Muslim presence in Afghanistan at that time was almost nil or absent. For us, there was a group of people going from Nicaragua to learn the Soviet experience and in dealing with the ethnic question, the national question, was a very hard lesson. I mean, we didn't understand why the Soviet Union, with what for us was so obvious, wasn't dealing with the issue, trying to understand what was going on and working with the people there. With these basic lessons, I think our attempt at SINCA, going back to Nicaragua, this small country, was that we had to move between the theory, conceptualization, political commitment, and social solidarity. So we began to work more closely, basically Charlie and Ted, with the local communities, and discover that the contras or the counter-revolutionaries in the coast were very concrete people, indigenous communities that were fighting what they saw, like the invasion from Spaniards from the Pacific. Another important trait that I will attribute more to our North American friends at the time within Silca was the honesty and integrity by all means necessary, even running the risk of being expelled after 48 hours by the state security. And discovering that communal work led us to forge new alliances and rediscovering the human dimension of the indigenous insurgency. There were casualties of that attempt. This photo by Charlie is a good reminder of what happened. He was expelled 28 hours after the state security knew about this photo that are mosquito insurgents in the community he was working with. And my final point is that this kind of anthropological activism has outputs, outcomes, and impacts that are different to the traditional academic approach. These four bullets, an attempt to portray what I see as the most important product of that work, the autonomy process, or the contribution for devising the autonomy process, the autonomy law. We're not saying that Silca or Kark did it, but made an important contribution. And the work we're doing now in trying to transform a monoethnic nation state into a more multi-ethnic intercultural state, not aligned with one nation, and building new forms of participation and citizenship in the country like Nicaragua. Thank you.